Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries, and Torah is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis, and that means the instructions or the guidelines or the will of our Creator Yahweh. And I thank you for listening to the program today, and today I just want to discuss some of the things that are going on in the church today, and one of the reasons why Christians are missing so many of the blessings that our Creator promises us, and that comes down to obedience and discipline. And if you're a Christian listening to this right now, it's wonderful that we accept and have Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as our Savior who died for us. By His blood we are saved, and that is the only way we could be saved. We don't keep or do anything for our salvation but accept the blood of Yeshua Messiah who set us free from death row. However, if we truly are saved, we should have the strongest desire to live and do what His will is for us. And His will for us is laid out in the treasure map for all man in the word of our Creator given to us, the Bible. It's the world's greatest gift, and it tells us and shows us every single thing our Creator wants us to do, how He wants us to live, what decisions He wants us to make in certain situations. And it also says the consequences that will happen if we either obey or disobey those guidelines and instructions. Many people say you're a legalist for wanting to follow some guidelines and instructions. And I say these just aren't some guidelines and instructions. These are the words of our Creator who says He formed us in the womb and He knows every single hair on our head and He knows what's best for us, because it says in His word, I have a plan for you, and it's for a future and a hope and not for a disaster. He says all will be well with you if you follow my words, if you heed to my warnings, if you listen to my guidelines. Well, how do we know what they are if we don't listen? In Hosea 6:4 in the Bible it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it goes on to say, not only will you be destroyed, but you will no longer be priests for me because you have rejected the guidelines and instructions. And you do not keep my statutes. Not only will you suffer, but your seed shall suffer. We have a decision to make and a choice to make. If you're a Christian and you've never read your whole Bible, you should be ashamed of yourself, and you should have every desire to go pick it up and read it, because you need to know what our Creator is telling you. And if you've read it, but it was in many, many years that you read it, and you don't know everything it says, you need to know everything it says. And don't tell me you don't have the capability of doing that, because we can remember secular songs on the radio, we can remember the characters of movies, and we can remember video games and everything, how to win the game and everything else. So we have an amazing mind, and we can remember so much. Now, what we choose to fill our mind with determines a lot. And the enemy wants us to fill our mind with just garbage. He wants us to fill up our mind with things of this world, fleshly desires. But our Creator says, let your mind not be of your own flesh, but let me make your thoughts happen. Let your thoughts be my thoughts. Let my will become your will. And that's what our desire should be. And He tells us what His will is for us in His word, and that's what we need to follow. So I have this radio show here on a Christian radio station, and I come on each week, and I'm so blessed to have this opportunity to do this and speak to people. And I have an opportunity to go out and street evangelize and witness to people all the time and talk to people all the time. And a lot of people say, how do I know this works? And when I say this, I'm talking about something that goes against Christianity today. You see, the Christian church today is not teaching a way of the scriptures. It's not teaching a way of obedience to something. It's teaching that once we say a couple of words, that we accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, we don't have to do anything else. There's nothing else that needs to be done. And what I say, which is what the scriptures say, if you truly meant what you said, your heart cannot not do anything else. It has to be a strong desire in your heart to do much more than to just say a couple of words. If you've truly accepted Yeshua as your Messiah, the one they call Jesus, and you want to fulfill and live a life of a, what do you want to call it, a Christian or a so-called believer or a follower of the way, You cannot continue to live the same way you lived before you accepted him. Something has to change. You are to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And I'm not just talking about on a worldly level of love where we love everything that our flesh desires. I'm talking about an inner feeling of love that completely takes over our whole body. And not just using a word like love, but no. When you love something or somebody, you do everything in your desire to please that or get that or to make that happen. And no matter what somebody says, no matter what happens, the human thinking doesn't even come into play here. Because you'll do things that don't even make sense to the human mind when you're in love. And we folks have to be in love with our Creator. So much so, and love Him so much so that it hurts us to see people living against His words and His desires. It saddens us. And we want to do something about it. And what we want to do about it is let them know. To give them the warnings. And we don't think about or care about the consequences that are going to come against us when we know somebody needs this treasure, somebody needs this gospel, and they're missing it. They're not getting it. We should have a burning desire to go and tell them, a burning desire to go and tell the world. But we can't even convince ourselves that we have to be obedient. So how are we going to tell other people? Listen, we need to separate ourselves from our wants and our needs. And we need to pray not for things that we think we should get or deserve. No, folks. We need to pray that our Creator's will is done in our life and He gives us the strength to deal with it and He opens up our eyes to the knowledge of it. That's what we need to be praying. We need to be praying to ask for a new car or ask for or amazing this or something like this or miracles. No, we need to submit to the Father's will. And we need Him to take over our lives. And we need to be joyful knowing that He's in control and He sees all things. And He knows all things. And even if something looks like a tragedy here on earth, we know it's a blessing. Because our Creator's hand is in everything. And He says His plan is for good and not for disaster. I want to give you a scripture right now in Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom. In Proverbs 13:12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a tree of life is desire fulfilled." Listen, it takes great faith in the word of Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, to stay focused and not get distracted or discouraged in this present wicked world of all the crazy things that are going on. And I spoke last time on the show about the distractions of this world today and the distractions of the enemy. But it takes great faith to understand the words of our Creator and to stay focused and not get discouraged. It's so easy to get off the narrow path if we let our emotions control us and we could just follow our feelings or the ways of the world. You need to stick to the decision you've made when you've accepted Yeshua, the one that called Jesus as Messiah. You need to stick to that decision no matter what. No matter what or who tries to take you off that path. No matter what entices you to be tempted to go away and stray from the Word. But here's my thing, folks. If you do not know the Word, you're in trouble. We need that Word. Look, when Yeshua was tempted in the desert by Satan, what did he do? He quoted Scripture. He quoted Scripture. I was recently on a program where I'm going to be in a movie or a documentary, and they were asking people what is on your heart that you want to share with people. And I told them, we need more people to evangelize the gospel. We need more people to go and tell other people that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, died for us. But he didn't just die for us. He died for us. So we would change our ways and our thinking. We would see the truth. We would know who he was. And we would listen to that. And we'd change our ways and our desires. Where our desires would be to follow the ways of our Creator. And I know many people listening right now say, well, that's what we do. We strongly believe in the Bible and everything it says. As a matter of fact, I met a fellow who has been a believer for many, many years. And I said, well, if you love our Creator, how come you're not following his guidelines and instructions, his commandments? And he said, well, first of all, you're not to tell me I'm not following his guidelines and instructions. You're not my judge. Well, yes, I am your judge when it comes to obedience and when it comes to scripture and when it comes to living righteously. There's only one judge that will determine your salvation. That's not for me to judge. But the scripture says that a spiritual person judges all things. And that's how you discern. And if I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, I want my other so-called brothers and sisters to judge me. So I can have some sort of conflict with what's going on. So I can have some opposition into my fleshly desires taking over. So I can have some kind of a repentance in my heart for doing things that I didn't see that was wrong, but somebody judged me to tell me what you're doing is wrong. So if you're living according to the scriptures and the guidelines of our Creator, you're right. I have no reason to judge you because you're not doing anything you shouldn't be doing. But it is our job as brothers and sisters in Messiah. It is our job if somebody that claims to be a believer is not living up to the word and living against it, we are supposed to be watchmen. We are supposed to go not to tear them down, but to lift them up and let them know they're doing something that is unrighteous. So I'm not here to like Yeshua said, I'm not here for the healthy, I'm here for the sick. The healthy don't need a doctor, the sick people do. And there's many people today in the church that are being misled to believe that what they're doing and what they're comfortable in is okay. And living their lives and just maybe following a couple of scriptures, not reading all the scriptures, doing things to please their flesh. There's a lot of people out there promoting different types of gospels and people saying, well, you need to have a lot of money or you have to have all these fine things and you have to have a lot of stuff for things to be working. No, folks. Some of the richest people I know had no money and no things at all. Some of them were even homeless. But they were rich because they had the greatest connection with our wonderful Creator. Because they've left those earthly possessions behind. It didn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to them. What matters to them is that they're doing a great commission what the Scripture calls us to do. To go and let others know about Yeshua. And to live righteously ourselves and set an example for others. So we think, what is living righteously? Well, if we're going to be living righteously, we got to look at what the Scriptures say about living righteously. Let's look at that word righteous. It means right. Living right. Living right according to what? According to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Not what we think is right. Because there's a scripture that says, there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. No, it's what he says is right. And when we have a connection with him and we could take our sorrows and our pains and things to him and pray about those things with him and talk to him about those things, and as he answers us, we believe him because he is our king, then we don't have to run to the world for the world's ways, for the world's views, and to see what the world thinks. Then we don't have to worry about being politically correct. We need to be thinking about being biblically correct. And following the words of our Creator. And understanding that he will bless us according to what he considers a blessing. Not according to what the world considers a blessing. There's a lot of people out there today that are going to churches. There's a lot of Christians out there today that are doing things that their pastor told them to do. But my question to you is to think about this. If you are one of those people that consider yourself a righteous Christian who loves Yeshua with all your heart, when is the last time you read your whole Bible? And I'm not talking about you've read a gospel or you've read a couple of sentences by Paul. I'm talking about when have you sat down from the beginning and read through your whole book? Now, the average busy person can get through reading the whole Bible in 1 year. That's the average busy person. That's somebody who has a family, they have a job, they have other issues, and they have sickness. That's the average sick, busy person. They can somewhat easily, with their time, manage their time enough to get through that whole Bible in 1 year. Now, let's take a healthy person that doesn't have that many responsibilities in terms of work and children and family. How much more time do they have to read the Bible? I would even submit maybe twice in 1 year. Now, we don't want to rush through it, of course, because this is something we need to think about and meditate about. And if you're reading your Bible and it's taken 5 years to get through it, but every time you're reading it, you're really examining it and you're praying about it, That's great. But if you're just reading your Bible and you have never read the whole thing, or it's taken you more than a year or even 2 years, and you're just really being lazy about it, but the first new movie that comes out, you're going to run, and then you're going to say you don't have time to read your Bible. That's another story. A lot of us say, yo, you shouldn't judge me because our Creator knows our heart. And they say it like that's a good thing. First of all, you want your fellow brother to judge you. You don't even want to take these things to the Creator, because our hearts, you know, we might have good desires, but our hearts are ultimately evil. And we need the heart to be changed. And some of us say when we've accepted Yeshua, our heart was changed. Well, if that was the case, why are we continuing to live against His guidelines and instructions and live an unrighteous life? You know, we need to make sure our heart is pure, but part of that pureness is righteousness. And righteousness is not desiring or practicing to live in sin. And somebody say, whoa, wait a second. Now you're telling me I'm a sinner or I'm living in sin because I'm not following the Torah or the instructions of our wonderful Creator? That's exactly what I'm telling you. Because sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions. Somebody say, well, that's a legalist. That you're being a legalist now. Well, I will say to that, first of all, it's not being a legalist, because as I said, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is our only way to be salvation, to have salvation. But even if it was legalism, you know, there's more laws in this country than there are in the Bible, and we work very hard on a daily basis to keep man's laws. We don't pass red lights, we try not to get caught speeding and so on, because we don't want to get in trouble with the law. But at the same time, there's less and more simple guidelines and instructions, which some people call laws, in the Bible that aren't difficult to follow and keep. But what happens? People make excuses of why they don't need to follow these. Here's what it comes down to. People fear man more than they fear our Creator. You know, they don't fear sin. They don't fear unrighteousness. They don't fear the consequences that are going to happen if they live this way, because they haven't read the scriptures. They don't see things like Sodom and Gomorrah and the terrible outcome that happened there based on people's actions. Yes, we're saved by the blood of Messiah, and that's a free gift that He's given us, but our actions can get us destroyed. And that gift isn't going to help us if we're not going to live according to the way He told us to live, and or have a desire to go and tell others and help others. We need to do something with what He gave us. And we look at the story of the investments in the scriptures, where one person got one talent and then somebody got, and they all got it. And so what'd they do with it? And one person just buried it. He was too scared to lose it. And then the other person went out and he invested and he multiplied it. And then somebody doubled it. Folks, this great thing called the gospel is something we cannot bury and not tell anyone about. This has become so important to us, we need to let the world know. We need to invest in the understanding and the belief that the gospel needs to be preached to every single man. And we need to start with ourselves by being obedient to the scriptures. And we need to understand what the covenant is in scripture. It's an old or original covenant and a renewed covenant. The so-called new covenant didn't replace the old covenant or the Old Testament. No, these were so important in the Old Testament. These guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us, how to dictate our life and how to live our life, was on a piece of paper. Sometimes it was on a stone. But He said, no, now I'm giving you a renewed covenant. A renewed covenant is, it's going to come off that paper, out of that stone, and onto your heart. And you're going to know my words so well. So well, just like you know today the words of the secular songs and the words of the secular movies and their characters and so on, you're going to know my words so well that you're going to end up living it. Nobody's going to even need to teach it to you because you're going to be living it. So we have to stop the hypocrisy of going to a church, listening to a pastor who tells us to live against guidelines and instructions of our Creator and claims it's legalism to live according to them. And then say at the same time that, oh, we love our Creator and we love our Creator's ways, but we go to a church and when we leave, we put the book down or we put it away, let it collect dust in our house the whole week. We might even buy a CD or some kind of audio from the lecture we heard from a man and listen to that and cherish that. Oh, this was a great lecture. I'm going to keep this CD in my car. I'm going to make copies and give it to my friends. I'm going to tell everyone because this was a great lecture or a sermon or something. But at the same time, we're putting the scriptures away and hiding them or just not looking at them until we go back the following week to that same church to see what that other man has to say. If we only had that much passion for the Bible as we did for messages by men. When's the last time you said, oh, this is a great Bible. I read this page. I just read this proverb. It was so amazing. I'm going to make a copy of it. Scan it in my computer. I'm going to make that physical copy of it. I'm going to hang it up on my door. I'm going to go and share it with some friends. And for those people I don't know on the internet, I'm going to post it to the internet. Because this is our Creator's Word and it was amazing. No, we don't do that. But what do? Oh, this message this man gave us was so wonderful. You know, he was on the podcast and I downloaded it. It was that good that I downloaded it and I've heard it over and over and over again. Because it was that wonderful and that good. When you read a scripture, oh, that's a nice scripture. You just keep reading it until you read your whole Bible the next year, a one-year Bible or something. You didn't even get to that scripture again. But you listen to that man's message 10 times and give it to every friend you know because you thought that was so good. No, go to the original source, folks. Go to the scriptures. That's what we need to do. We need to prioritize. We need to stop looking at men that are preaching a false gospel. We need to stop looking at people that are telling us it's legalism to follow the words of our Creator while they're living against the words of our Creator. We need to stop following people that are worshiping pagan idols. We need to follow our Creator's way. We need to be a follower of the way of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. How many of you are ready to do that? How many of you are ready to acknowledge that we're saved by the blood of Yeshua only? However, we have a responsibility. We have to go and proclaim the gospel. But we have to set a righteous walk before us. So we want to be on that narrow path. And we acknowledge it might not be easy. We acknowledge it's going to be a lot easier to listen to our flesh and follow our flesh. However, we're not looking for easy. We're looking for righteousness. That's what we're looking for. And we want to seek righteousness with all our heart. And we want to learn and study the Bible so we know what righteousness is and what it's about. That's what we want to do. That's what we need to do. We have to stop being lazy about this. Because the times are upon us now where we're going to come and stand before our judge. And he's going to be our final judge. And he is going to judge our salvation. And we need to get right now so he doesn't say to us later on, get away from me, I did not know you. That's the last thing you want to hear. But that's what's in Scripture, and that's the pattern of the average Christian today. Following those in Scripture that heard those words, get away from me, I do not know you. He knows those that are willing to, he says, the sheep answer the shepherd's call. That's what he says. And he's calling us. He's calling us to righteousness. He's calling us to take a responsibility for our walk. He's calling us to do something. Not to just sit back and do nothing and just think, well, I'm going to be fine. Everyone's going to be taken away and I'm going to be here and I'm just going to be fine because I said a couple of words. Listen, folks, your words mean nothing unless you're willing to back them up with your actions. You got that? That's it. Unless you're willing to back up your words with your actions and live righteously by you saying lip service does not mean you have Messiah. That's not what, not at all. We need to be told the truth. And those of you that are still listening and haven't turned this message off yet, well, you know something's stirring in your heart to realize, I haven't been obedient. I haven't been following the scriptures. Or I've been deceived to believe that it is legalism to follow the words of our Creator. And I'm listening to a man, more than I'm listening to my Creator who created me. This man says, I don't need to do this, this, and this, but my Creator says I need to do it, and I'm listening to a man instead of listening to my Creator. I'll give you an example. The scriptures talk over and over again in the scriptures about what we need to do. How do we live a life? Some of you say, what do you mean? Well, what about the fourth commandment that says keep the Sabbath holy? The Sabbath is on Saturday, right? So we say, well, my pastor or my church does it different. So they do it different. So who are you going to follow, our Creator or those that are doing it different than our Creator? And you say, some people say, well, that's Old Testament. We don't need to do that anymore. Well, I say, then why do you tithe? The reason you tithe is because you're listening to some man instead of listening to our Creator. You're picking and choosing based on what he's telling you. You know, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. And that goes the same in your actions. You're either for him or against him. There's no neutrality. If you're in the middle, you're against him. If you're just doing some of the things or the things that you like, well, that's a New Age philosophy. Well, I got this person who claims to be Messiah or God or leading my life, and he's told me to do a lot of things, but I'm going to just pick what I like out of those things and leave the rest behind. And then I'm going to go look at some other belief system or religion, and there's a lot of things in that I don't agree with, but there's some things that sound pretty good to my flesh. So I'm going to take those things and combine them with all the things in the Bible that I like, and I'll leave the rest behind. And you know what? There's this other religion over here that has a lot of good things to say, but they have a lot of things I don't agree with. So I'll just take those good things and I'll just throw them into this bag of all the good things I like. And now I'm only doing things that I like, and I'm never doing things that I don't want to do. That's the way the average person thinks, and that's the way the average Christian is being tricked to think. We should not like and enjoy everything we're doing, but that shouldn't stop us from doing it. We should look for what's righteous, and we should be praying that what he wants us to do, we will begin to enjoy. That's something that our set-apart spirit will come and help us to overcome our flesh desires, and we will enjoy those things that there's no way we would have enjoyed these things prior to truly being saved, to truly understand. There's no way. But now that we have his spirit upon us, we're enjoying these things that we once didn't enjoy. Now we enjoy them. That's where you want to be, folks. That's where you want to be. You have that opportunity. You know, we need to understand about repentance for our mistakes in the past. And we need to be thankful for all that our Creator has given us. But you have an opportunity right now. And if you've been listening to this message this long, you know I'm telling you some truth here. And you know you need to get right with our Creator if you haven't been studying or if you've been living against his words. And you can start by contacting me at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also call me on the phone number that's provided and or through the website, and we could talk some more. And you can look at all the videos on the website as well. Folks, I am going to be praying for everyone out there that their desires will be squashed. And they would be changed, and now we want our Creator's desires in our life. And we will get his blessings, as it says in Scripture. If you follow my word, you will be blessed abundantly with peace and shalom. And that's what we all need and we're looking for. So thank you for listening this week. If you enjoyed this message, you might share it, but don't share it more than you're sharing the Scriptures with your fellow brothers and sisters. Until then, have a great week, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father.